This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Stakeholder consultations begin Monday for the rollout of new PSV regulations. A prominent businesswoman locked in a property dispute with government pleads for compensation, demanding what she calls a fair deal. Former NUPW General Secretary Joseph Goddard has died. Plastic pollution still a major concern for experts at the United Nations Environment Programme, and at least 21 people missing after a boat capsizes off an Italian island. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. New regulations are being rolled out in the coming months to bring greater order and discipline to the public service vehicle, PSV, sector. Minister of Transport and Works, Santia Bradshaw, tells Starcom Network News that laws have been amended to give the Transport Authority greater power to deal with indiscipline.
We amended the Transport Authority Act back in February, which would have made provision for the Transport Authority to cancel or suspend any license issued to any person to drive or act as a conductor on a PSV. What we have since done as well is to introduce, by way of cabinet draft, Transport Authority regulations. These regulations have been knocking around for over successive administrations. There were about 21 drafts when I came to office. And we've been able to get those approved. And in the last few weeks, what we've been working with the stakeholders to do is to roll out the sensitization that is necessary to allow all of the stakeholders, the general public, the owners of vehicles, the associations, the drivers, the conductors, to understand the new framework and the regime that is going to obtain over the course of the next few months.
An intense public education campaign is being rolled out over the next few weeks.
Now, that sensitization actually begins on Monday with the General Stakeholder Associations. We're going to be having some meetings at the BDF, actually, with the owners, the drivers, and the conductors in the coming days and weeks. And that is to really sensitize them to what the regulations say. Obviously, we'll be getting their feedback as well. And while these regulations set a framework for the sector, it is nothing that is set in stone. If we have to tweak, we will tweak. But I think that so much time has been wasted over the years in talking about this issue, that we now have a framework where the stakeholders have actually inputted over the years, and we need to really get going in terms of making sure that people understand clearly what their responsibilities are.
Minister of Transport and Works, Santia Bradshaw. A businesswoman locked in a dispute with government over property at Bay Street is complaining about what she says is the state's failure to compensate her family. The issue stems from government's attempts to acquire the Bay Street St. Michael property that has reportedly been earmarked for a hotel project. The land was owned by the Merchandani family. Asha, Mrs. Ram Merchandani, highlighted the issue as she spoke to reporters following a fire that gutted a commercial bond at Reed Street in the city that's owned by the Merchandani family. She described the fire as just the latest of setbacks the family has suffered and referred to the Bay Street property dispute, claiming that after 4 years, they have not yet been compensated.
It is hard. Politics in this country is different. There's no fairness. Things are delayed. The judge is supposed to give us a decision in 6 months. She's dead that the government has to give us the documents. We haven't got that yet. 4 years. And it makes you cry. All our life saving. And people think we have done nothing for Barbados. But people who know what we have done for Barbados. But God is kind.
She appealed for a resolution to the issue and what she calls a fair deal.
You don't take the building and then escort the owners without anything. But those are stories we will see at some stage or the other. The pain is too deep for me. Be fair to everybody. That's all I'm asking for. I'm only asking for fairness.
Businesswoman Asha, Mrs. Ram Merchandani. Former Barbados Ambassador to the UN and General Secretary of the National Union of Public Workers, NUPW, Joseph Goddard, has died. Mr. Goddard led Barbados's largest public sector union for 30 years, from 1973 to 2003, before taking up a diplomatic post in 2010 as Barbados's permanent representative to the United Nations. In a tribute, Prime Minister Mia Motley expressed shock at Mr. Goddard's passing, having only a few weeks ago bid farewell to his successor at the NUPW, Dennis Clark. Ms. Motley disclosed that she first met Mr. Goddard when she was a young law student at the London School of Economics, where he was studying for his master's degree in industrial relations and personnel management. The Prime Minister noted that Mr. Goddard's role in helping the growth of the NUPW and also in establishing the Public Workers Academy in the mid-1980s. She also praised the former diplomat for his service to the country at the United Nations. This year's Picardy Crop Monarch, Adrian Clark, better known as AC, collected his first place prize of a Nissan X-Trail in a presentation ceremony at Courtesy Garage. Speaking to the media, Mr. Clark says he feels good about his achievement and is confident that he will be successful in next year's competition.
The main thing is always to earn the Picardy Crop title. And then after earning that is what comes with it. So, of course, last year I missed out. This year I was fortunate enough to capture it. And I'm thinking about what I can do next year. Really want to win next year too. So that's how far I'm thinking right now. And yeah, I'm winning next year. Kind of like the vehicle. So if there comes another one, I can try and win that one next year too.
He also announced that the Soca Rumble competition will be on in 2025. Soca Rumble was launched in 2023 after the Party Monarch competition was discontinued. Mr. Clark is the chief executive producer of the event.
Party Monarch for 2025, in my books, will be happening. So we're going to be going back to what was being done in 2023, what I started. And we can definitely make it happen for 2025. And yeah, it definitely will be happening. It will be one of the biggest prizes ever, as far as we'll see as it goes. But we definitely need work to getting everything sorted. We're looking at giving the biggest prize to whoever wins that competition. And it will definitely be on for Crop Over 25.
Picardy Crop Monarch for 2024, Adrian Clark. Plastic pollution in Barbados and the region remains a major concern for officials at the United Nations as they stress that a lot of work needs to be done to make territories a pollution-free zone. Head of the Caribbean Subregional Office for the UN Environment Programme, Vincent Sweeney, told journalists following a tour of the Barbados Bottling Company, BBC, at Newton, that the sustained importation of plastics and the lack of alternative packaging are main contributors to the problem.
We have a lot of work to do. We are seeing a lot of pollution. We don't always have a lot of options in terms of packaging, and as a result, we have to be dealing with at the back end after the product has been utilized. And we have a lot of small manufacturers, and some of them are complaining about the challenges with finding alternatives. Fortunately, in our region, we import a lot of stuff as well. So those some manufacture and use bottles, others import the whole product. So we face a lot of challenges that maybe other regions where the production is being done in the same country have an option to address.
While the Barbados Bottling Company has been recycling its own products, Mr. Sweeney said his organization will be pushing for a new treaty to tackle the issue backed by major playing in the manufacturing sector.
And this is a concern that we have, that a lot of what ends up as packaging is single use and then is disposed of improperly around the world, not only in Barbados. And as a result of that, we are advocating globally for a new treaty to reduce or eliminate plastic pollution. And we need the larger players like the companies that are bottling products to lead from the front. And we hope that the example that is we saw today will lead to such an adoption of, let's say, better practices around the world.
Head of the Caribbean Subregional Office for the United Nations Environment Programme, Vincent Sweeney. And finally, 7 people have been rescued and 21 others remain missing at sea after the boat they were traveling in capsized off the island of Lampedusa on an island in the Mediterranean yesterday. Coast Guard officials said the survivors, all Syrian nationals, were picked up from a semi-sunken boat, and it was about 10 nautical miles southwest of Lampedusa. The survivors told rescuers they had set off on Sunday from Libya and that 21 of the 28 people they had aboard, including 3 children, had fallen into the sea during rough weather. Recapping the headlines. Stakeholder consultations begin Monday for the rollout of the new PSV regulations. A prominent businesswoman locked in a property dispute with government pleads for compensation. Former NUPW General Secretary Joseph Goddard has died. Plastic pollution still a major concern for experts at the United Nations Environment Programme. and at least 21 people missing after a boat capsizes off an Italian island. That was a 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.